She was always connected to her faith and never lost that. And I do believe that she's in heaven because she'd never lost her relationship with God.
And what of her legacy or her impact or influence on other singers? Where do you see it today?
Well, I'll tell you, her influence on me, when I was actually producing her Christmas song, there was a note I wanted her to hit in the bridge and to take it a little bit more to church, to take it a little higher. And she looked at me and she said, "Gordon, I think you want to do what I do, baby. I think you want to do what I do." And I said, "What do you mean by that?" She said, "I think you want to sing, and if you want to sing, that you should go for it." And really, sure enough, that was the kick that I needed. And I came to New York from Atlanta and began recording the first of my three solo albums, the first album, Introducing Gordon Chambers.